This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Runk.
Hey guys, and welcome to yet another Super Cult production episode of Congratulations. Another one. It's another one. Who does that? Another one. That's fucking DJ Khaled. Don't know a lot of these rappers. A lot of these rappers say a lot of stupid shit, but it's all good. And he's just a producer, my baby. So that's what's going on, dude. Welcome to another episode of Congratulations. And I want to talk to you a little bit about something about fucking original grain, dude. Check out this, man. They sent me this watch, which is very cool. Burlwood Silver, 44 millimeter chrono, made of rare, rugged burlwood. Rugged. You like rugged? You like rugged stuff, dude? Look at that. Looks cool with my tattoo. So don't sleep on that. Large watch face because I'm a real man. And I'm killing it with the watch, baby. Great blend of style and functionality. You want style and functionality? You come to Original Grain. Yeah, does it come with a stopwatch timing system and a calendar date function? Yeah, it does. And the back of the watch can be engraved with a personalized message. Perfect for Christmas and weddings and anniversaries and birthdays. So, I don't know. Doyoyoy seems like a no-brainer to me. Original Grain sunglasses are also back in stock because those sell at lightning speed. So go to originalgrain.com/congrats and use code congrats for 30% off. For our listeners, you welk. Did it for you. Link is below in the description, in the show description. So anyway, dude, killing it with style and functionality and rugged burlwood, dude. You ever have some rugged burlwood on your wrist? Look at that. Nice. You ever dangle your watch like that? Looks cool. Whatever, dude. I'm just chilling. You know what I mean? And we're having a good time. And it's hot as shit in here. Yes, dude. Already hot. And it's September 20. It's almost my mommy's birthday. My mommy's birthday was a few days ago. This came out. I say almost because I'm recording it beforehand. And when this comes out, it will have passed. And that's just how time works. But that's all good. We got the Life Rips jackets. Dude, they've been fucking selling hard. I did not know they would be selling hard. But man, I can't wait to see them at the shows. I see all your merches at the shows, dude. It's killing. And remember to get the merch. Go to chrislea.com. Get all the, you get the periwinkle shits, you get the brown shits. You get it all. And you wear it at other people's stand-up shows. Look at that, dude. Played the same place Metallica played the other day. I'm a metal band. Is that metal, Metallica? I guess so. Metallic is metal. So, yeah, but did it and did that. And was played in Oakland, played in Stockton. Stockton is, I actually have some clips I'm going to put on my other YouTube channel, the Chris D'Elia channel. Like and subscribe. By the way, we can't break 596,000 on this fucking YouTube channel, which is kind of fucking crazy weird. Something going on with a shadow ban. I don't know. I hate when people say shadow ban because it's like mostly just like it's not shadow ban. It's mostly just you suck. But very weird to gain thousands and thousands of subscribers and then all of a sudden don't. But whatever, dude. I'm not a conspiracy theorist. Yes, Joe Biden is a lizard perhaps. But what I am saying is I played Stockton and I roasted Stockton a little bit just for fun, for funsies, you know. I don't know what's up with my tour manager, but he's sending me to Stockton and also Rockford, Illinois, which is worse than Chicago when it comes to getting your wig pushed back, playa. So going to Rockford, Illinois, get your wig pushed back, player. Get your wig pushed back. Get your head out your ass, playboy. And that's a real song. And so, Par 106. Get your head out your ass, playboy. So I played Stockton, and it's a dangerous area. I mean, literally, they told us, don't go out. Don't go in. Dude, we rolled into Stockton. We flew in. First of all, we flew into Sacramento, where you at? And
Sacramento, where you at,
Dr. Dre? I remember one time when I was in high school, we were listening to it.
Sacramento, where you at?
And I was with my friend Brandon Goody, and I said, oh, hey, Dr. Dre, you ever tried checking Sacramento? Dude, and he laughed so hard. What a bad joke, dude. And so I played, by the way, thank you for listening. I'm very grateful you guys are here. I'm feeling grateful today. So my tour manager, Enrique, which Calvin calls Rike, he says, well, let's fly into Sacramento. Let's go to Stockton. We'll drive there. We won't get a room because we'll just be there before the show for a few hours. And then we will leave. We'll do the show, leave Stockton, and go to Oakland right there, because we shouldn't stay in Stockton because it's dangerous. And I'm like, how about we just don't play War Zones? You know? How about we just play Oakland and then do maybe San Francisco? Now, granted, now, is San Francisco a place where you will see people shitting on the street? Yes. Is it a place where you will see people breaking not only into places but also out of places? Yes. Is it a place where you see multiple people crying alone in their parked vehicles? Yes. Is it a place where you will see guys fucking each other on the streets? Yes. Have I seen it all? Yes. Is it always freezing no matter what, even if it's in August? Yes. Now, does that make it a fucking hell on earth? Does it make it where fucking they filmed Strange Days starring Ralph Fiennes? Yes. But is it all good? No, it's not all good. And I don't like that place, but it's a little bit less dangerous than Stockton because you might get your wig bush back in Stockton, right? And we got, so I said, okay, whatever. We did it. Get to Stockton. Now, Stockton's one of those places that, of course, you have to walk around because you got to get something to eat, especially if you're an out of towner, especially if you're going to be performing in 5 hours. You can't not eat, right? So I get to the fucking place, and I'm like, let's walk around for food. Now, there's one Greek restaurant. Now, I don't like Greek food. I don't like Mediterranean food. To me, it all tastes the same. Have I tried it a bunch? Yes. Do people think that I'm narrow-minded and I need to try it some more? Yes. But I've tried it a bunch of times, and I don't like it. I like Greek salads, and that's it, but I'm not in the mood for a Greek salad. I'm a growing boy, right? I need to get some, you know what I mean? Like, give me a hefty sandwich or something. And so we say, what's the best place to eat? And somebody says, that Greek restaurant. We go into the Greek restaurant. It's closed. It's 1:40 p.m. Yes! What lunch place closes at fucking 1:40 p.m.? Affront! Yes! Is it running drugs? Yes, no doubt, dude. So it's closed. So they say, so I say to the busboy, what's another good place? Points to another place down the street. And he says, you into Mexican? And I says, sure, whatever. I mean, not really for lunch, you know? Like, if you're a white guy that eats Mexican for lunch, your day's done after that, you know? Eating 3 enchiladas and shit? And then just what? Going back to work? Bro, I'm sleeping after that, man. Dude, you want to put a carne asada burrito in your belly and then go back to work? Crazy shit, man. Eat a burrito at 7:30 on and then that's it. Your night's over. Okay? Like, it's the most fucking, so, but I'm like, look, whatever, bro. It's early enough before the show. I'll take a little bit of a nap, right? And then I'll drink some coffee. It'll be fine. So I say, sure, point me in the direction of the Mexican restaurant. Points me in the direction of the Mexican restaurant. The Greek guy. Well, he was Mexican too, even though he was at a Greek restaurant. But, and he was like, down there. And we go down there, walk in. It's now 1:45. Lights are off. It's fucking closed, dude. So that's two restaurants at 1:45 p.m. that are just fucking closed on Friday. It's a work day, Stockton. It's a front, dude. Multiple people have gotten their wigs pushed back in these restaurants. No doubt, right? So I go, what the fuck, dude? So now I ask another guy outside and I say, is there another place? And the guy points, oh, no, wait, that's not what happened. I say, all right, you know what? Google it and call him. I say to one of my guys that I'm with, right? Now I am a diva. I try not to be a diva, but if two places are closed and I got the fucking hungries, guess what, dude? Shape-shifting into a diva, okay? Where are these places? Call ahead of time. Make sure they're open, all right? So we do it. Now, My fucking dude, one of my buddies is on Yahoo or Yelp. My other buddy is on fucking Google Maps. We're trying to triangulate where we go. So Mike Linoci, hilarious comedian that's working with me, Googles a place and he goes, this place looks bomb. And I say, yeah. And he shows me the shit, shows me pictures. The pictures are from Yelp, probably. I have no idea. It could be from Google Images. I have no idea. Now, are the fucking sandwiches banging? That would be a 100% yes. Do they look a bit unhealthy? Yes. Now, have I been eating shitty? 100%. I got to keep it lean, but I can't when I'm on the road a lot, you know? Your boy will eat multiple burgers and lots of red meats, okay? I don't want to do that. I don't want to die early, but if I'm at a burger place, I'm going to get a burger. I'm not going to get the chicken bowl because I'm here because we went to a burger place. And am I going to get cheese on my fries? Yeah, dude. All right? Because I want to live it up. I'm on the road. And I'm not fucking. So I'm going to get the cheese fries. I told my therapist, hey, look, I'm really trying to eat healthier, but it's really hard not to eat sweets. And she literally goes, whoa, one thing at a time. You got to live somehow. And I go, oh, shit, I'm getting the cheese fries. So I say, all right, dude, cheese fries on. Anyway, dude, the guy points. Oh, no. So, wow. Totally went fucking totally brain farted. That's not the part of the story I was at. So, I mean, Jesus Christ, how did I do that? That is insane. That is literally another story that I was going to tell. So the guy points fucking. And so there he got all the Infinity Stones. Anyway. So, just in the middle of a fucking Schindler's List, Thanos. All right, so Mike's like, these sandwiches look banging. So I'm like, all right, let's live it up, dude. Let's fucking live it up, dude. Now, you know me. You know me. I like to order at a counter, get a number, sit down at whatever the fucking place I'm at, whatever table we choose, and have them bring the food or call, and I go get it. Those are my spots, dude. Those are my spots. Okay? Do I like to sit down and get an order taken? I'm not really into that. It's more of a formal thing. And if I'm on the road, I like to run and gun it. But if I have to and options are limited, I'll sit down and a waiter can come by and I'll tell him what I want. But my shit is to be like this to a menu. And then I say the thing and then they go here. They give me a number or a fucking one of those that don't ring for some reason. They're way louder vibrating, you know, like just they're so loud. Those discs that fucking Cheesecake Factory give you, it's like, just make it ring. Yeah, it's on the table. It says, and you're, oh shit. It's like someone stepped on a goddamn landmine. Okay. I guess we're ready. I wish it rang. So, or just text me, you know, so like it's 2022. So then I'm like, all right, well, look, those sandwiches look banging. Let's just go there. We're walking. Now it's hot as shit. And I got, you know, my pits are getting activated. My armpits are activated. Armpits, colon, activated. And swamp ass, colon, activated. And so I got swamp ass and, you know, my armpits are activated. And we're walking. And we are rolling up to the place. And we walk well out of our way. And Enrique looks up and he says, oh, now we're a block away. We've walked multiple blocks in the fucking rip-roaring heat, trying to get our wigs pushed back, right? And Enrique looks up and says, oh, it's a food truck.
File's done.
Bro, I'm going to get a fucking Monte Cristo sandwich and just stand around, you know? I'm just going to, yeah, let me get, and it's so, and there's misters, you know what I mean, with a fan, one of those fucking little ones that are more annoying, and I'm going to say, Monte Cristo, and it's so hot with the tin, and then with the tinfoil, and then eat it on the side of the road, and while I fucking, and some guy's going to drive by in a lowrider and just, pop, and my wig is going to get pushed back, and I'm going to die with fucking Monte Cristo sandwich all over myself? Yeah, right, dude.
File's done.
No fucking way, dude. I want a place where I can order it. So I look to Lenoche. I'm, motherfucker, really? A food truck? Why are there even food trucks on Yelp? Don't they move? I don't like food trucks that are stationary because just get a place. Like, you're cheating the system. Do you know what I'm talking about? Like, if you're in a place, if you're stationary so much as a food truck that you get to be on Yelp, get a fucking building. You're cheating the taxes, probably. We're probably all paying. The city of Stockton is probably all, you know, if they got rid of these food trucks, the city would probably do better and there'd be less fucking wigs getting pushed back, player. So now I'm like, oh, good. I got extra swamp ass to look at a fucking food. We're not going here. And then he goes, ah, fuck. Well, at least we didn't walk that extra block. And I go, silver lining. That silver lining is bullshit. So he's like, let me look. So we look again, and there's another Mexican. I'm like, what's up with all these fucking Mexican? There's so many Mexican restaurants. And Stockton is Mexican. But, bro, it is so white. Like, it's like that kind of white where a white guy's like, hey, where, hey, what's up? And you're like, oh, fuck. Well, all the tattoos, and he's 5'8", you know, with a hat with the brim that's to the side but straight. Oh, fuck. Where you get those pants at? Oh, what? Just that kind of guy? So I'm like, all right, well, you know, I already got swamp ass. I can't take a shower because we don't have a fucking room. There's a shower in the theater, but who the fuck uses that besides Slipknot and Mudvayne? Do you know what I mean? Like, who uses the showers in the theater besides Slipknot and Mudvayne and probably a weirdo like Jason Mraz? You know? Just fucking, well, you know me, I like to take a shower before the show and just... Ba-dum-bum, ba-dum-bum, that kind of shit with his, and Jack Johnson probably uses it too. I saw Jason Mraz on fucking Sesame Street the other day, and I'm like, all right, Calvin was watching it, Mr. A to the Z. And what's that fucking, if you did that and didn't do words, the song would be equally as successful. So, anyway, I'm like, all right, let's go to this other Mexican restaurant. Call to see if it's fucking open. He calls, it's open. So we get there, and it's one of my spots, baby, dude. Hell yeah, man. It's literally one of those fucking spots where you just order at the counter and just fucking sit. They give you a number, and I'm just like,
sensational.
And so we get the thing, and this is the best, because Enrique is Mexican, you know what I mean? Which I'm just like, I don't really think about ever because, you know, look, I know you're not supposed to say this. You're not supposed to say, I don't see color, because you're supposed to see color, and you're supposed to be like, okay, and acknowledge the color and respect the differences and move on and still be cool with it. And you're like black people don't like, I don't like see color, because you'd be like, motherfucker, I'm black. Respect the blackness. And I'm just like, cool, I respect the blackness, right? Respect the blackness is a very good title for the episode. I know he's Mexican, but I don't ever think about it, okay? But so we're at a Mexican restaurant, okay? And I didn't think about it. I don't think about, when I walk in, I don't think about, oh, hey, we're in a Mexican restaurant. That's cool. We got a Mexican with us. Like, I'm not a fucking racist. And I see color, but I don't see that much color, right? So I'm like, we walk in, and we're all doing the thing to the menu. My shit, which we're looking at the menu, just like, we're doing like this. And I go, quick, bro. I look one fucking thing at the menu, and I go, boom. I probably want this burrito, chicken burrito. Let's house that, right? Let's go ahead, give it to me on a plate. I'm going to house that. Okay? I'm going to eat it like this. I'm housing it, okay? Put chicken in. Put what comes on this shit? I say, let me get the chicken burrito. And then I look under it and I say, chicken supreme burrito, it says. And you get guacamole in that and cheese. And I'm like, I'll get that. House that. Let me house that, right? Let me fucking throw it up to where there's a burrito outline in my neck for a little bit, and then it wiggles and then it goes back down. Let me house that burrito, okay? So I'll pretend the fucking burrito is some homeless people and house it, okay? I'll pretend that burrito is a homeless child and I'll house it, all right? Are you a runaway or are you filled with chicken and guacamole? Doesn't matter. Either way, I'll house it. So anyway, I get the thing and I say burrito chicken with the fucking guacamole, you know me. But I go no sour cream because that's the kind of fucking dude I am. Because guess what I don't ever want in a burrito? White cream. All right? So I go like this, oh, fucking Chicken Supreme Burrito, let me house that. She goes, sure. Then Mike Linocci orders, sure. Then my fucking cameraman orders, whitest dude on the planet, Sam. He goes, let me have, you know, fucking, I don't know, I got the wrong thing. Mike Linocci and him, they order wrong. And then Enrique steps up, and he's just like, un chile, carado, pico de minero, un pescado siempre muy bueno, el solo me junto. And I'm like, hey, guy! Go first. Hook us up. You're going to do this all along? Hook us. Hey, guy, hook it up. Walk in and be like, I got this. Mi friend, mi amigo, and we're just fucking whiten it up. Yeah, and the guacamole is no sour cream. And dude, Enrique comes in like fucking Don Juan de Stockton. Just fucking. And I'm just like, oh, God, for real. I look at him and he's like, what? I'm like, for real, bro? Hook it up! So, you know, then she's a fucking, you know, Jesus Cristo, Mexicana, you know, and fucking Spanish, it's fucking siempre muy bueno, chile relleno, you know. And so we get it, and I'm just like, dude, you know, everybody better stop making mistakes because I'm a fucking diva on the road, dude. Don't turn me into a diva. So we get to fucking, so we eat the shit, and boy, did I fucking house that. I swear to God. I mean, it was just so big. The burrito was so big. And then Linocci's like, oh, fuck, man, you want to trade half and half? And I'm like, I don't do that shit, bro. I order what I want. I'm not a bitch. I'm not like one of these motherfuckers that's like, oh, yeah, dude, I know what I want. I don't second guess when it comes to food in my mouth, man. I know what's getting housed. So, you know, and then he's like, man. And then I said, what is that out of 10? And he goes, I don't know, like an 8. And then he says, what's yours? And I go, mine's a 9.5. And he goes, really? And I'm like, yep. He's like, want to trade? And I say, nope. I don't want to trade, bro. And then he's like, all right, let me just try yours. I'll try it. And I tried it and it was a 6. I'm like, this is an 8? Anyway, dude. When I order, I'm fucking. So now we go back to this fucking shit, and then we're chilling at the show. I take a little bit of a nap, and I don't, you know, and then I do the show, and then, and before the show, Enrique is like, "Oh, yeah, it's crazy. We're not staying here. We're going to Oakland. And when we go to Oakland, I'm just going to run in and get your keys and then bring it back out of the car so you can just go in. I got security for you." I'm like, huh? Who the fuck am I? Like, the vice president? And he was like, yeah, well, it's because there's been 7 people who have been shot in the last 2 days in Oakland. And I'm like, oh, well, then let's stay in Stockton then, huh? So, you know. That's what it is. I made it out to Flames, dude. We made it out. We made it out of the fucking yay area. We beat to rap what key beat to lock. We beat to rap what key beat to lock. Yay area. I played that song for Calvin when I got home, the E40 song, and he liked it. He goes, I like that song. So, anyway, dude, that was what was up. And that was the shows were great, dude. they had the fucking mask mandates for the Oakland, and I loved that nobody had the masks on, dude. Nobody had masks on. I saw one mask in the audience. It was fucking absolutely illin. Top villain, dude. It was illin, top villain. Anyway. Wow, it's the 275th episode. That is just crazy. How crazy is that? I don't really, hey, is that TV too loud? No, it's not too loud, is it? I don't really know about the, I posted this fucking, yeah, by the way, dude, like when I talk about this, like haters and shit, I don't say haters, but like people often think that I'm like if I say I'm a diva, they'll be like, oh, he really is a diva. Fuck this motherfucker. Like this is a comedy podcast, okay? And I don't like to say this because I don't like to peel back the curtain. I don't like the BTS shit with this shit. But like, dude, I'm going to peel back the curtain a little bit. Hey, breaking news. I'm a comedian. Dude, I posted a reel the other day about fucking Eric was talking about how I said, I don't know if I would get a vasectomy. I don't like vasectomies. That's so weird for me. And then Eric was like, well, it's, you know, women take the pill. And he was trying to fucking white knight it all up and just be a hero and shit and talk about how, you know, the pill is not natural and it affects women's bodies. And I'm just, and I go like this, Eric, shut the fuck up. Like let's keep it a silly goose and keep it moving. And also, I was playing a character of a guy that's like, now don't ruin it because we like to, you know, we like to splurt. But dude, my whole thing is like, pull out. Is it that much great to splurt inside? Pull out. You're going to cut inside between my balls and my asshole? Or am I just going to back up, Lil, and splurt? Right? And bro, the comments on my reel, on the fucking, it was on King Sting Wing when I did it. The comments on my reel is like, wow, Chris, unfollowed. Like, hey, you got the wrong guy, dude. We're having fun. Stop taking it seriously. And then, like, it is unbelievable the fucking, you can't post a fucking single thing without people just being so angry. Not funny. You got to draw the line somewhere. Not funny, Chris. And everyone's like, unfollowed Chris, love Eric. He white knighting. Like, dude, we're all having fun joking. Eric laughed. Brendan laughed. Everyone, Nick laughed. Chin laughed. Everyone in the room laughed.
Oh, man. It's a shame you can't own 100% of what you say. You can only own 50% of it because the 50% that the other owner of the 50 other 50 cent is the people who hear it. Everyone's mad no matter what. It's all good, my babies. I got to see this fucking Smile movie, dude. I got to see it. The marketing on the Smile movie is fucking unbelievable. Do you see the people at the baseball games and shit just like this behind the home plate? Wow, that doesn't even look like a smile. I guess it's like this. Wow, that's the scariest thing of all time, dude. No bullshit. If I was a kid and I saw that, I wouldn't have been able to sleep for weeks, and I'm not joking. I get so scared of fucking anything to do with a mouth or lips or smiling or anything like that. Like, people go, oh, clowns are scary. And they kind of are, but it's because they smile, bro. Smiles are creepy as shit. You know why? Because if you're smiling, you're hiding some shit. That's, dude, bro, I'm Russian about it, right? I'm Russian about it. Russians don't smile for any reason unless they're genuinely actually really happy or laughing. If you walk up to a Russian and you're like, hey, what's up? Nice to meet you. They go, well, what the fuck you want from me? Bro, I'm Russian. I get it. If you're smiling and we just met, you're that happy? Oh, no. You want my insides, right? So that movie Smile is just creepy. And I tell you, man, they tried to make the trailer creepy. The trailer's creepy. But, bro, the people behind the dugouts and shit, and somebody did it behind Good Morning America or whatever. They were behind Hoda just like this. That's scary as shit with an umbrella because it was raining. Like they knew it was inconvenient, but they had to get there and smile into the camera. Yeah, I know it's raining and it sucks, but we still got to be creepy. Even creepier, dude. There's another dude standing up with like a pear-shaped body just smiling. Like, bro, you want to get a smile extra scary? Put it on a fucking pear-shaped body. With a medium shirt on where his guts kind of still. Bro, it was so scary, man. And so I've got to see the movie. But am I going to wait till it gets out into the fucking home? Yeah, I am. Because he waits. He doesn't go to the movie theater because he waits. That movie's going to fucking be really... They're making actually some good horror movies, finally. I haven't seen this movie, Terrifier, but my fucking... The producer of my other show, Lifeline, one of the producers, he said it's pretty good, and it's like a horror movie that was like an independent movie they made for $35,000. It was such a success, which I don't know how, but that they crowdfunded a sequel, and now the sequel's coming out. It's called Terrifier, and then the sequel is obviously called Terrifier 2. And yeah, dude, I just think that. They make a lot of good horror movies now, and I wonder what that is. Horror and thrillers. Like I saw. Oh, by the way, the Lifeline episode is October 19th, the live one. You could sign up for, get tickets there. It's a live one. You can call in for us, and we can do a little bit of more of a deep dive into your life. But you can get tickets at watchlifeline.com. It's me and my brother. We'll take your phone calls and all that shit. Can we just stop, though, and talk about for real? This is incredible. Adnan Syed is like, they just go, 20 years later, they just go, psych.
Yeah.
You can go get a Big Mac or anything, whatever. Adnan Syed, 20 years later, they go, psych. They said he killed his girlfriend. You know, poor girl, bro. And like the prosecution was just like not giving all the info out. Why are they do? I guess it was 1999, so they didn't know that people were going to get exposed, right? Because the internet was just new. But like, oh hey, Min Lee. But like, dude, you're gonna get caught. And dude, Adnan Syed didn't do it. And there's proof now. They didn't even have a retrial. They were just like, oh, dude, we actually can release him based on the psych clause. We just issued him. We've got a court ordered oopsie daisy. And if we just get Adnan and his guys to sign right here, we're not even going to try him again. We're just going to throw it out because of the psych clause. Anyway, sign there. And then the judge, can we get you to write an oopsie daisy? Please. And Adnan Syed is gone, dude. And just fucking tossed it out. That's fucking crazy, bro. Give them millions. And they just passed a fucking thing, too, where they're like, oh, well, we can't. There's some loophole where if they just let him out or something and don't admit fault. He can't sue him. And I'm just like, Adnan, no. First of all, he has a whole life. He's like 40, right? No, dude. Sue those. Where is it? Baltimore? Sue him, dude. Baltimore's got no money, you know? Get the rest of it and wrap Baltimore up. That's it. Dude, Baltimore, the city of Baltimore should just be like, ah, we fucked up. Here's all the, here, give it to him in briefcase. Just whatever you have left. Just give. We're actually in a lot of debt. We want to transfer the debt over to you too, but the fucking according to the psych clause and the judge signed the oopsie daisy, we can't do that. So here's the rest we have left. We have $13,586, and that's a wrap for Baltimore, dude. That's it. That's it. We just became fucking Richmond real quick, or whatever's close. We're now part of Washington D.C. I don't even know. We're orange in New Jersey. We're not both. Fuck it. We fucked up, dude. We were trying so hard, and now we fucked up with the Adnan Syed shit. They're not even the killer. We're not even going to get the real killers. We're fucked. We have no money. Adnan, if you want to find them and shoot them like Hunger Games, go for it. There's no laws because Baltimore doesn't exist anymore. Oh, fuck, dude. I mean, real talk, man. I would, my God, dude, if I got in, like, imagine being fucking, dude, there, like, what's the percentage of people who are wrongfully convicted? It's, like, too high. What one is too high. But, like, imagine, bro, and you come out in 20 years, dude, I'm killing everybody. I'm Deadpool. Oh, well, I got, how many killings can I do now? What do I have stacked? Right? Like what? I've got some, what do you call it? You got debt with me. How many cars? What do you get for robbing a bank? 15 years? I'm gonna rob a bank and have 5 years left over. What can I do? Can I what do I get to do? I can fucking smack a few people I don't like, right? So let me do that. I'll tell you what. I'll rob a bank, look the other way, and then I'm going to go smack a few people, not in the bank robbery. That doesn't get all of that is with the bank robbery. So that's what I get now. And that dude fucking gets the $13,586 at Baltimore game, fucking gets to rob a bank and smack a few motherfuckers. Because this dude, I mean, he might have missed his parents dying. This dude might have missed, you know what I mean? No, he could have been a family man and had a kid. That's my heart, man. My heart breaks for that shit. Circuit Court Judge Melissa Finn ordered that Syed's conviction be vacated, and she approved the release of the Oopsie Davy affidavit. Now, 41-year-old who has spent more than two decades behind bars, Jesus Christ. Finn ruled that here he gets to rob a bank, make $13,586, and also smack four people. He's always maintained his innocence, received widespread attention in 2014 when it debuted. That's right, Serial. I saw Serial. Now they're going to make another Serial. I remember watching that Serial podcast or thinking of, or listening to that Serial podcast and not knowing either way, dude. And they didn't know either way either. That's the thing about the fucking documentaries and shit. It's like, I know it's the best thing to do is to be unbiased. And that was really good, that Serial podcast, because it was unbiased. But by the last episode, what's your fucking opinion, man? Wrap it up. Like, let me fucking, like, I've been with you for 18 episodes on some of these bullshits. And like, then at the end, you're just going to be like, we don't know. At least lie and be like, he probably did it. You led me down a path. It's like going to fucking, you know what I mean? It's like me when I was trying to find the fucking, who gives a shit? I don't want to finish that sentence. This is this podcast, you know, and this is why you ride with me. We love it, dude. We love it. And I appreciate you so much. And I fucking love my fans. And I love when you fucking, you're not fans, bro. We're all building a log cabin one day on that tall grass. We got the Join the Cult fucking shirts. And it's a beautiful thing, man. You like and subscribe, and it's a beautiful thing. And let me tell you something, dude. This YouTube channel has stayed at 596,000 subscribers. And if that's it, that's it, dude. That's how big the cult is. But also share it and grow it, you know? Because if a cult's not growing, we die. We go down in flames. So, yeah,
what's this fucking thing here? Beyond Meat exec accused of biting man's nose outside a game. I mean, the fucking title of that, you know? What game? Just a game. This is from Associated Press? A game? Like, be more specific a little bit. Outside Knicks game, whatever the fuck it was. Fayetteville, Arkansas, an executive of a vegan food products company has been charged with felony battery and making a terroristic threat. Oh, he must have been white. That's why they throw that around for whites now to make it even, you know? I tell you one thing. If he wasn't white, they wouldn't have said terroristic because they know what's up. A terroristic threat after a fracas outside a football game? What's a fracas? A tussle? Fracas. Then they're going to say a game and use the word fracas. Fucking God. Breathe my anus in. And outside a football game in which he's accused of biting a man's nose. That's hilarious. He's an owner of a vegan fucking place, and he's out here eating real meat. Beyond Meat, cheap Beyond Meat. Well, we meant by Beyond Meat, we meant noses. Beyond Meat, chief operations. I mean, that whole fucking, the four words together, you know? Beyond Meat, chief operations officer. Officer. I mean, dude, you made a fake burger. Off the fucking gall. Hi, I'll be your comedy officer this evening, me.
Hi, guys, it's Chris D'Elia. I'm backstage. Want to bring up some other comics first, but and I just want you to know, before you get to see me, the chief operations officer of comedy, Chris D'Elia. So anyway, beyond meat, chief operations officer Doug Ramsey, too many names, has been accused of a road rage attack outside Saturday's game between the Arkansas Razorbacks and Missouri State Bears in Fayetteville, Arkansas. A police report says that the 53-year-old Fayetteville man attacked another man who tried to inch in front of him. A police officer responding to the reported disturbance arrived to find two males with bloody faces. Okay. That man and witness also reported Ramsey threatening to kill the man. I mean, I don't like that you get extra heat for threatening to kill somebody during a fight. Like, that's what a fight is. Like, you better be fighting hard. Like, what are we doing here if we're on the street having a fracas? What are we doing here? We're not pulling punches. I'm going to fucking kill you. I won't, probably, because it'll get broken up or I'll slip and hit my head or some shit, you know? But if there's a fracas, best believe I'm going to try to end your life during this fracas. Could you imagine I kill someone by mistake or I'm on trial for it later and they use this as evidence? Well, he said, I was like, can we get the judge to fucking sign the oopsie daisy? Beyond Meat has not responded to the whole thing about, it's called Beyond Meat, you know? Beyond Meat has not responded to messages. Wow, dude, the guy bit his fucking nose. Not really beyond that much meat. Beyond Meat. Oh, I'm just like, we got people out here biting noses.
I mean, if I had to rate my Jamaican accent, I would say I'm elite. I mean, what does dance hall, patois, the islands all have in common? Drake. Pueca, pueca, call me Shabba Ranks Drake. Pueca, pueca. So when you hear me speaking a Jamaican accent, just go with it. I am the island.
Bombing.
Willie cometh in the call it broken odds. It's better than whatever party. Don't know it from the start. Me till I'm still dirty yet.
Cincy. Dude. Cincy. His face didn't change at all the whole time. Unbelievable, dude. He didn't hit notes with his countenance. Unbelievable, dude. The guy does a... what does patois, what do they all have in common? Drake. I'm the Drake. I'm the Jamaican Drake. Yeah, kapuyaka, puyaka, puyaka. Call me big up them tings. Big up them tings, Drake. Puyaka, puyaka.
An accent, I would say I'm elite.
The guy from The Office. If I have to rate my Jamaican accent, I would say I'm elite. Well, what? Bombing.
I mean, what does dance hall,
the hum
patois,
of the crowd,
the islands all have in common? Drake. Pueca, pueca, call me Shabba Ranks Drake.
Cincy. What he's doing with his left hand. Pueca, pueca, call me Shabba Ranks Drake. 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 This is fucking Chet Hanks, dude. You know? This guy ain't Aini Kamosi. You're not even Snow. Big old bin informer, you know, said on the miss, say, I can blame. I lick you boom, boom down. Detective man, I said, let me know, miss up someone on the lane. I lick you boom, boom down. Didn't think I knew that. I know it. What's the fucking? Here come the unstable, word or up. Big old movie on the area, word or up. Still living like that. How? I know what Bo don't know. Touch them up and go. Uh-oh, dude, touch them up. Cincy.
So when you hear me speaking a Jamaican accent, just go with it.
I mean, just go with it. Pleading. Please, just go with it. You know, I can be Jamaican. Bombing.
I am the island.
Like, move on to something
else. Will it
come
at the
color? And then give it. Will it come at the ring, dim, call the broken heart?
Odds is better than whatever party. Don't know it from the start. Me till I'm still dirty yet.
Dude, Duddy A. Sean, what's his name? Who's the fucking Jamaican guy? Sean, John. No, no, that's the clothing thing. Is it Sean? Who's the fucking Jamaican guy? The one that goes, that big fucking, with the beaker on his fucking thing. He's a good looking dude. But the fucking, God damn it, what's his name? Let me. I got to look it up, dude. This is the annoying part, too, because big reggae artist. Because some of you guys know who I'm talking about, in who I'm listening to. Sean Paul, dude. Sean Paul. Dude, bro, if your name's Sean Paul, don't say it like John Paul, you know? Seven best reggae artists of all time right here. I just can't with reggae, man. Mdrak, 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 every song. And then Bob Marley. And then they'll be like, man, it's crazy how political his music is. And then you'll be like, oh, really? Play it. We jamming. Like, we jamming in the name of the law. Sir, not political. Jamming. We jamming. Hey. Brutti got the money lot. Not political. Oh, yeah. So political. Pick up the movie on the area. Word them up. 15 greatest and most famous reggae singers of all time. Here you go. Here we go. By HelloMusicTheory.com. Running out of websites. Here we go. Someone going to call me racist for all this, for sure. One, Bob Marley. Great. Obviously, one of the most famous artists of all time. Number two, Peter Tosh. And that's how you know that reggae. I mean, who the fuck is Peter Tosh? Am I an idiot? Let's go to number three. Desmond Dekker. Heard of that one. Gregory Isaacs. Heard of that one. Okay, so number two I didn't hear, but Jimmy Cliff. Never heard of him. Have you?
I am feeling very Olympic today.
Wow. Not that. Dennis Brown. Don't know him. That was Cool Runnings, yeah. So racist that they put that in the clip. Love and hate can... Oh, wow. It is so Jamaican to make a song and start it by saying love and hate. Here's another one. Seven, Burning Spear. It's a Jamaican dude! And the album's called Rasta Business. Dude, it's one of my top 10 albums of all time, and that's all I've heard, and that's all I know about it, and I'll never hear any more of it. Dude, that is unbelievable, dude. Oh, yeah, we diamond, love and hate. Oh, number eight, dude, is called Toots. That's the band name, dude. Calvin could be in that one. That's Toots, dude. Wow, dude. Dude, Toots and the Maytals. That's what it's called, dude. I mean, same song. Oh, wow. This one's the shit. Wow, I got to get into reggae music. This guy's name's Sizzla. Oh, dude. Was eating at a restaurant and got his name. So, let's see this one. Sizzla, I'm Living. It's 2015, it came out. This is the beginning of the thing. It's just wind and fire crackling, burning out. I can't wait to hear the beginning. Ah, dude, same song. Here's Bunny Wailer. Here we go. It's called Liberation. Same band as all the other guys. We're really busy, man. We're really busy. We booked till 2075, man. Every night and also matinees, man. I'm the guy that goes rack. And this guy's the guy who hits them tim drums, man. Boom-ba-daka, boom-ba-daka, brack. It's us too. We booked till 2000. Ah, we just got a phone call. We booked till 3023, man. Undrakta, undak. We playing for Toots Bunny Wailer and also We also did all the songs in Rasta Business, man.
Here we go. Marcia Griffith. Marcia Griffiths.
Oh, new age. Very good. Dude, leave it to the chick to keep it real. Ziggy Marley. Heard of him. Let's do it.
Oh, I love it. Wind again. Sounds pretty different to me. Janet Kay. Okay, a little bit still sounds like a little bit like it. Shaggy, dude, you know? Number 14. Shaggy's always like this. You hear me banging in a car? His shit sounds different. Oh, yeah. No, but the best was Shubba Ranks. Where's Shubba Ranks? Shubba Ranks, nobody was better than Shubba Ranks. And of course, he's not even on this list, dude. Fuck all that, dude. Shubba Ranks was the shit, dude. How much has Shubba Ranks fucked 9 women?
Dude, Shubba Ranks has fucked 9 women, dude, and he's like 60. And he's toured the world, dude, and he only wears pants whenever he's around them. Dude.
Wow, dude. Wow, dude, that's unbelievable. The Jamaican Drake. Let's do some deserve it scales. Here we go. I should always click on these earlier, but I don't, so it's all good. It is what it is. I'm going to click on them all now, and I got them all here. Riding a motorcycle into your... Man, I saw a fucking guy riding a motorcycle at his wedding once, and it was a clip on one of the old, Bob Saget, what's that show? America's Funniest Home Videos. And my God, it was between that and a skiing video that made me laugh the hardest. The guy put his bride on a motorcycle, and they were indoors, and he went to drive away, and he hit the gas too hard, and he drove into the set of the wedding and just took it out, and the wife fell and he fell. They weren't that hurt, but oh my God, it was so fucking funny, dude. That one and another one where a guy was skiing down from the mountain, and he was skiing, and it was this beautiful shot of the guy skiing, and he was doing these cool kind of fucking the back and forth shit. And right as he got close to the cameraman, he says, "Sorry, Chris," and runs into him, dude. Like, couldn't stop himself and apologize beforehand. Dude, I was rolling around in the fucking... And I've never seen either of them. If anybody sees either of those, send them to me. I have to see those again. My God. That Sorry Chris one, I think his name is Chris because I can't remember. Was it my name too? But dude, my brother and I... Holy fucking shit, we were laughing so hard. I would love to send it to Matt. Okay, riding a motocross into your wedding. What could go wrong? Example of how not to enter your wedding. I mean, dude... Divorce. Holy fucking. Wow, bitch ass horn, too. God, I hope that guy's okay. Jesus Christ. He didn't wear a fucking helmet either. That's fuck. God damn, dude. Driving into the bush of a cactus. Oh, no, dude. This guy got stuck with all the cactus, dude. This guy, wow, man. What a dum-dum. Oh, I hope you like that sticky icky. Wow, the gates didn't stop that, huh? That's a good one. Using a potato as a suppressor. Oh, wow, okay.
Hear what I call redneck sauce.
Love it when it's a here. I love it when it's a southern guy, dude. Makes it that much better.
Get right here what I call redneck sauce.
What? Come on. Dude, he's got a potato on the end of his fucking long
what
I mean it's
I call
a sniper
redneck
rifle.
Sauce, man. What we did here with Trina with my man, we stuck a potato on.
I mean, King of the Hill.
Quiet.
The fuck is he saying? What happened? Oh my God, his gun broke?
Oh my God, dude.
A tripod. Oh my God. Look right here. I want to put a potato on the menu and see what happened, man. What's the lab about? There's a pee about a little tripod. Let's put it upside down, put a camera on that, man.
Well, that was good. I mean, that was like a 6 just because it wasn't that funny. He missed the garbage truck. What's this one? Oh, is there no sound? I like when there's sound, dude. Oh, there is a little sound. Wait a minute. I just kind of caught it. Hold on. He's driving. Oh, my. What a moron, dude. So bitch on his scooter already and then takes the trash and he's trying to fucking throw it. Doesn't even get rid of it. And it falls on the ground. He has a helmet, so we laugh harder because we know he didn't get too hurt. But oh my God, dude. That's a fucking 9. Wow, so deserves it, guy. Hey, guy, wait till next week. You know, it was just like a bag of Chinese food. What could go wrong? Here we go. Guy gets out of the truck at the gas station, walking around the front of the truck at the gas station, trips on the... Oh, fuck, dude. The guy tripped on the fucking went right. Holy fucking shit. He could have... Bro, this guy could have died. Oh, wow. His fucking friend took so long to get out of the car. Oh, those are his parents, probably. Holy fucking shit. I hope he's okay. I didn't mean to laugh that hard. I mean, this guy took a tumble. And trust in God. Trips. And then, boom. Oh, dude. He's out. Oh, and he just wipes his shorts. Wow, this guy. Whoa, dude. Yeah. I mean, well, somebody said karma for the parking job. Yeah, I get that. Karma, C-A-R-M-A. Wow, dude. Hope he's okay. Look at everyone congregate. I think I did everyone there. Let's look at some Tinders and then we're off. By the way, the CBD code works if you go to the link on there. If you like CBD, I use that Pure Spectrum stuff and it's great. I get 10% off from my listeners with code congrats. You can do that. You guys rock. We got that the merch. Look at this brown shits right here. The life rips. We got the sweatpants that go with it too. And remember, you got to get this merch and then fucking wear it at other people's shows, bro. Right there. That periwinkle shits. It's all inside out. Great. First presentation. And the jackets are live now too. And I'm loving being on tour. I will be in Peoria. And Savannah and Raleigh coming up. So do that. Go there. And Boston and Denver. And I got a bunch of other ones. Albany. So hit the crystalia.com, the website, and see where I'm at near you. And remember, life rips. Well, that's it for the YouTube episode. If you want, you have to. If you want, you still have to. Go on over to patreon.com/crystalia for the raw, uncut, unedited version of the podcast. And not only do you get that, you get every episode unedited and unfiltered, and you get the no ads and shit like that. And then also you get another episode a month for signing up. And it's all that for just $6. We have about 17 episodes now that are only Patreon, so you can go watch them all right now if you sign up. And do a whole day of it, dude. And then also, we do different things. Like, we have a segment called Review Mode, and we do different things. And I got a podcast with Kristen on there that I did once, and I think I'm going to do it again. So, patreon.com/crystalia. Thanks a lot, guys.